In the beginning, when God began to create the heavens and the earth was formless and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God brooded over the water. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God separated the light from the darkness, and the light God called day, and the darkness God called night. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Grace and peace to you from God, our Creator and our Companion, calls us in the power of the Holy Spirit and makes us the body of Christ. After the Sabbath was over, on the first day of the week, as morning was just dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And there was a great earthquake, for an angel from God descended from heaven, rolled away the stone that was sealing the tomb, and sat on it. The angel's appearance was like lightning, and his clothes bright as snow. For fear, the soldiers guarding the tomb trembled and fainted dead away. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised, as he said. Look and see where he has lain, and then go in quickly and tell his disciples." In the light of the risen Christ, we worship together. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.
Christ has been crucified, suffering with us in our mortality. Christ has gone down into death, bearing the burden of our sin, without returning evil for evil.
Christ has extended forgiveness to us and showed us the way of love. And the power of love, God has raised Christ from the dead. Alleluia.
And we who are baptized have been baptized with Christ into death, so that as Christ was raised by the glory of God, we too might walk in newness of life.
Christ has risen.
Christ has risen indeed.
Alleluia.
Thank you. So, it's time for the kids to do something kid-like, don't you think? So if you've read Winnie the Pooh, if you've read any of those stories, you can tell that we've got here a little brook and a bridge and a stick. So what do you think comes next? Pooh stick! You know that story, right? Winnie the Pooh and his friend. What they do is they go up on a bridge and they drop a stick in the water and then run over to the other side and watch the stick come out. Now, usually there was a lot of waiting, but this time, this is a pretty fast little brook, so we're going to have to be fast. Should we play Pooh Stick? Let's do it. Have to do is two things. One is throw a stick in the water, but the other thing is you have to have a bridge. Because here's the important part. You let go of the stick so that it's gone, and you never get it back because it's in a river, it's not in a pond, and you have to have a bridge so that the stick goes through something. That's kind of like what Jesus went through that we're celebrating today. Easter is sort of like Pooh Stick, because Jesus let go of his life and he let the river of God take it away, and Jesus went through a really dark, kind of scary place because he died. And then he came out the other side. Now, here's the trick. I don't know where that stick is going to end up. Not where it started, not here. That's the thing about resurrection. Jesus didn't just come back to life. He went through onto a new place, to new life. So when we talk about dying and rising with Jesus, it doesn't just mean that we go down and then we come back up again. No, it means that we let go of the way things used to be, and then we wait, and then we're taken to a new place, which might be kind of scary, but it's where God takes us, so we'll be okay. Right now, we're going through some kind of scary times because there's this disease all around and we don't know what's going to happen. It feels kind of like going through that dark, scary place. But if we just trust God and give our lives to God, God will take us to a new place. So we will be like Jesus. We will die and rise with Jesus. It sounds scary, but it's actually okay. So I think we should say a prayer and thank God for this mystery of dying and rising. Let's pray, God, thank you that you always bring us to new life. I'm going to hold hands with all the trees and the woods out here, and you can hold hands with each other or whoever is around you, and we'll pray, God, thank you for always bringing us to new life. God, thank you for always bringing us to new life. Amen.
Oh,
I'm going to go with the sixth.
Let us pray. Loving God, in Christ the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. Even though the world came into being through the Word did not recognize that Word of love, and Christ was crucified. But your will is fulfilled, and your Word is made flesh again, raised from death, abiding among us eternally. Open our hearts to hear your loving word to us now. By your Holy Spirit, may your word be made flesh in our lives. Amen. A reading from Paul's letter to the Colossians. Since you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds at a higher level, on essential things, not on meaningless details. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, you also will be revealed with Christ in glory. Hear the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
A reading from Psalm 118. The Lord is my strength and my might. God has become my salvation.
There are glad songs of victory in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted.
The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord.
The Lord has punished me severely, but did not give me over to death.
Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it.
I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation.
The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from Matthew's gospel. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised. See where he lay, and then go quickly and tell his disciples he has been raised, and he is going before you to Galilee. There they will see him. This is my message to you." And so the women went quickly with great fear and joy. And as they were going, Jesus appeared to them and said, "Greetings." And they knelt down and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. And Jesus said, "Go and tell my siblings I am going to Galilee, and there they will see me." The Gospel of the Beloved Jesus Christ. On that early morning, when the women went to the tomb, it was dark. The morning was dark, still dawning. And they bore that darkness in them of their sorrow. They had just lost their dearly beloved. And they bore the darkness of not knowing. They were in the dark. Jesus had been their spiritual teacher, their guide, and now he was gone, and they couldn't imagine what the future would be like. They were in the dark. We could identify with that. As we face this pandemic, we know that we don't know what our future holds. And we know that we bear in us the darkness of our grief, our sorrow, the losses that we have known. The women also bore the darkness of their fear. Jesus had been cruelly executed by the Roman government with the collusion of the religious authorities. He was a target of the regime. And the women knew that as friends and followers of Jesus, they too would be targeted. So they had reason to be afraid. They bore all this darkness of fear and sorrow and not knowing to the dark tomb. And yet, there was a strange light. Maybe the light was simply that the sun was rising. But maybe the light came from that angel. The angel who came from God and rolled away the stone that sealed the tomb and considered that stone something not to be regarded, something as not worthy of anything but his butt, and he sat on it, shining with light, That light, the beauty and glory of God, terrified the soldiers and they fainted. But the women, being the stronger sex, did not faint. And the angel said to them, "Go and tell the others." And they faced that shining light of the angel. I suppose angels shine with light because they come straight from God, from the presence of God. And the love and the Spirit of God radiates so strongly that it fills them and transforms them. And they become beings of pure light. The love of God transforms whatever it touches. Just like the light of the rising sun transforms this meadow. This meadow is just now showing the first signs of spring. The grass is just turning green. There are actually little crocuses out here in the grass. The trees just barely beginning to bud out. And of course the trees singing their raucous chorus of joy. The birds joining in. The sun shining its light on all of it. This field is full of the energy of God. The energy that desires life and fullness and wholeness, burgeoning and thriving and rising up, blessing with grace. This meadow is the kind of way that Jesus saw the world. All the world is the meadow of God's grace, God's desire for life to rise up. And Jesus knew that and trusted that so deeply that he could surrender his life to that grace. Jesus entrusted himself like a seed to the soil of God's grace. And he knew that in that soil, the seed would die and then burst forth into new life. He said, "Unless a seed falls into the earth and dies and is buried, it remains a single seed. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." A seed isn't really alive until it dies. Falling into the earth, the seed decays. It falls apart. And in that brokenness, out of that death, rises this life that God has put in it. And it rises up and grows and increases and becomes something greater than the little seed ever was. Jesus knows that when the love of God rises up out of us, it becomes something that is transformed and becomes, we become greater than just the seed of our little individual self. We become part of the whole love of God, the risen body of Christ. As we face this pandemic, we're aware of death. And if we're realistic, we're aware that we don't know how long we will live. About that, we are in the dark. But we do know this. If we live with love, if we allow God's love to take over our lives, if we just surrender our lives to love the way Jesus did, we will die. And that little husk of our isolated person will fall apart and cease to be. And then the God in us, the seed of God, will rise up and increase and bear fruit and become something huge. And we become infinite. Our own lives become eternal. That is the meaning of resurrection and eternal life. We become part of the risen body of Christ. No matter how long we are given, a few days or a few decades, If we live in love, we are given eternal life. Dearly beloved, I proclaim to you the good news. Christ is risen. We are risen indeed. Alleluia.
Will you pray with me? God of resurrection, God of new life, we give you thanks that you live in us, that when our little selves die, your infinite eternal self grows in us and raises us to new life. Give us the grace to die and be raised in your love. God, for your blessings, we give you thanks. And we pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, and to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.
Early in the morning, we come to the tomb, bearing sins and sorrows, wounds and hearts of gloom. But what is this? The stone is rolled away, and the tomb is empty, wonder and dismay. Angel greets us, speaking to our fear, saying, Christ is risen, see, he is not here. Now our despair itself has passed away, and we feel new life rise in the dawning day. Christ now stands dead. Night was so dark, but with the rising sun, everything is changed now in this grace-filled dawn. We give God our spirits, buried just like seeds, and emerge forgiven, healed, made new and free. Christ is risen from the dead.
For George and Peggy McCullough's 45th anniversary today. Blessings from their daughter, son-in-law, granddaughters, and granddog. God bless George and Peggy. May your marriage continue in joy and fruitfulness. This is my prayer. For Clelia's sister, thanksgiving that she has recovered from COVID-19. This is my prayer. Jim Kay prays for his family in Alabama who are dealing with nasty weather. God bless them in this time. This is my prayer. the family of Kathy Knox, who died on Thursday, for comfort and assurance of resurrection for them. This is my prayer. For Nate Berry's aunt, Patricia, who's hospitalized after a seizure, we pray for God's mercy. Kathy prays that we will find the way to peace during this pandemic. God, may your will be done. This is my prayer. Ben prays for love and peace across the earth. This is my prayer. Owen prays that everyone is happy and that everyone is staying safe. This is my prayer. Adia prays that God will play Poustics. This is my prayer, too. Tori prays for hospital chaplains, nuns, and lay people risking their lives to comfort the dying. This is my prayer. I pray for Rob Berstow's colleague, a woman who is expecting to give birth any day now in India, where circumstances are dangerous, for prayers, for peace and mercy for her. This is my prayer. For Nancy Cooperider with pneumonia and pancreatitis, for God's healing and mercy for her, this is my prayer. Aaron, Eden prays that the doctors find a solution. This is my prayer. I pray for my sister Chris on her 19th anniversary. God bless you. And continue to shower fruitfulness and joy upon you both, and Tara too. Take a moment to think of all those who you hold in your heart. Lift them up in the light of God. Trust the power of God's resurrection in their lives. May the power of the risen Christ shower blessings upon them. This is my prayer. Amen.
Pray for those on our prayer calendar this week: Christine, Aaron, Gabe, and Allie Silverman, Bill, Carla, Sydney, and Tegan Smith, Carol Storrs, and the Open Table Food Pantry. May your will be done in their lives. This is my prayer. God of love, we give you thanks for the gift of life, for the resiliency of life, and for the miracle of healing in our bodies. and in our love for one another. We thank you for the amazing gift of your beloved Jesus and for the mystery of his resurrection. We pray that we might rise with him to newness of life, that we may be transformed by love for the sake of the world. May your grace raise us up. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
We pray for one another and for each person watching this, and for your whole church, scattered around the globe, that your grace may sustain us. Guard us and keep us. Give us peace, wisdom, and courage, even in these uncertain times. May your blessings enfold us. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
We pray for the sick and the poor and all those most affected by the pandemic, for the homeless and those in prison or detention, for people in nursing homes, for essential workers who are at risk, and especially for medical workers. We ask your grace. Those most affected by the pandemic, for the homeless and those in prison or detention, for people in nursing homes, for essential workers who are at risk, and especially for medical workers. We ask your grace as we experience isolation and loneliness. We remember those for whom this is their daily life. May your mercy move us. This is my prayer.
This is my prayer.
God, in the midst of uncertainty, forces of oppression seek to exploit, abuse, and silence people. Forces of greed prey upon people in their need. We pray for justice and for the upholding of civil and human rights. May your justice prevail. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Trusting in the power of resurrection and the loving presence of the risen Christ, we pray for the healing of the world, for hope, for the joy of the human family, and for wholeness of life for all living things. May your love raise us up to new life. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
I pray for my mother-in-law, Rita Vaccaro. She's currently undergoing treatment for the coronavirus at the Bear Hill Nursing Home in Stoneham. I pray for those who are caring for her and for all who are in the nursing home, separated and not able to be visited by their loved ones. This is my prayer.
Heavenly Father, I hope my family stays healthy, and I hope that our family stay healthy. Amen.
Prayers that in the midst of all the fear and anxiety that we experience in these days, that the presence of the risen one can offer not only consolation, but hope and a sense of community moving forward. This is my prayer.
Dear God, thank you for trees and spring and the chance to play outside. Amen.
Dear God, I pray for the lonely, that they know that they are loved. I pray for the abused who are living with their abusers. I pray that they know they are loved and that this is not what God wishes for them. This is my prayer.
Let us pray. Lord, we ask for your guidance in this time of transition for the United Methodist Church and for this transition for St. Matthew's United Methodist Church, especially in this time of upheaval and isolation of churches and people. We ask for your connection to you and to one another. We especially pray for the transition of our pastor at St. Matthew's, Steve Garnes Holmes and Beth Garnes Holmes, and their family as they transition into retirement, and we praise God for their contributions to our church and to the life of our church and to our spiritual growth and also their friendship. And we pray that that will continue. And we also pray for Jinwoo Chun and Haewon as they transition from their church in Belfast, Maine, to St. Matthew's here in Acton. We pray for them and their family that they will have a good time, even though in this difficult period, and keep their connections alive in their current church. And we also pray for their current parishioners as they transition to a new pastor. Lord, may Jinwoo and Haewon find a home here at St. Matthew's, and may we greet them heartily and with open arms and give them your love and our love. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
As a trusting child turns to her mother, we turn to you and pray as Jesus taught us, always asking you to teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The peace of Christ flows out from us into all the world, and from every living being by the grace of God is returned to us, the peace of Christ. The peace of Christ be with you. Share a sign of Christ's peace with those you're with, or a prayer for the peace of Christ for all the world.
St. Matthew's family on this Easter, from our family to yours, may the peace of Christ be with you.
Peace be with you.
Good morning. We are Jim and Carla Brockmeyer.
The peace of Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, St. Matthew's family. This is Joanne, Sarah, Josie, and Tyler, wishing you the peace of Christ on this Easter Sunday.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Hi, Amy McCullough here. Peace be with you, Milo, and also with you.
This is Dorothy. The peace of Christ be with you. I hope the beauty of the earth's renewal will bring you solace and joy in the days and weeks to come, but especially on this day when we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. Alleluia, the Lord is risen. Happy Easter.
The peace of Christ be with you.
Bob.
Diane.
Hello, this is Peggy and George. Peace be with you during this Easter season.
Peace be with you.
And also with you.
Happy Easter!
Hi, this is Shalito.
This is Aiko.
It's Zainon.
Peace be with you.
May it be well with your souls, and may God's peace be with you.
Peace and happy Easter.
Peace be with you.
Peace and love all around the world.
May the peace of Christ be with you.
Peace be with you, baby.
Peace be with you, Kevin.
Hi, this is Jim Kay, sharing with you the peace of Christ.
Peace be with you.
And also with you. Peace be with you.
And also with you. Peace be with you. And also with you.
Peace be with you.
Holy God, we sing your praises and we give our thanks to you. On this day of resurrection, all things are created anew. Sin and death you have defeated, raising Christ from death to life. All of life now shines transfigured by your resurrection light. In your mercy you have chastened every tomb we cannot see. From all ever binds and traps us, you have set your children free. Free to live in every moment, life that is a gift from you. Life and heaven in your spirit, life unbounded all is new. Help us to live in the thanks and rising of our souls above. Grant us courage for captivity, grant us trust in fearless love. Help us with all that we think to, with all that cannot be done. Give our life a servant to us, Christ is resurrection love. God, you let us have the glory, holy, all our glory, Christ will give us light and guidance, shed his light throughout the day. Make our life a hallelujah, ever-growing to the end.
Dearly beloved, siblings in Christ, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. May the love of God rise in you and raise you up to new and eternal life. Go in peace and serve God with joy. Amen.
Even if you are the only one in the room, you do not sing alone.
May the grace and peace of Christ be with you, my friend. Go and share the love of God, love that never ends.
You might notice that I've lit a couple more candles here. We received more prayers. Prayer for Andrea's niece, Lillian. And also for my brother-in-law, Dan, both of whom are awaiting test results with some trepidation. Prayers from Dot Wurst for her granddaughter, Jordan, who is an ICU nurse at Emerson, and also Mark's friend's son, Raymond, who is an ICU nurse in Michigan. Both of them have tested positive for COVID, so we ask God's blessings for them.
We pray for Connie's friend Janet in Maryland, who has had extensive surgeries for breast cancer, that God will be with her, and also with the Lenz family of Acton following the death of Alex Lenz's mother. For all those people, we ask God's special blessing and the power and the confidence and even joy of resurrection in difficult times. God bless you. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.
Dearly beloved siblings in Christ, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. May the love of God rise in you and raise you up to new and eternal life.